You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. Yes, it's Friday. And yes, that was Ozzy. Who says that heavy metal and yoga don't mix? Well, on this show, they absolutely do, let me tell you, because I grew up on a lot of heavy metal. You know, I liked a lot, you know, and I kind of like, you know, reverted a lot, right? I did a lot of I went all over the place. You know, I used to be in, when I was in younger, I was into the hair metal. And then as I got older and I started finding Metallica and Megadeth and Slayer. And Then my music just got more eclectic the older I got. And now I have a phone that has about 50,000 songs. I got everything from Beethoven to Deadmau5, whatever. I got everything except country. I can't get down with the country. But I do have a big thing. So basically the theme of today's show is exactly what Mr. Osborne said in the song, which is slow down. And to me, this is a very personal show, as lately most of my shows have been personal, because if I have one more yoga teacher tell me to slow down, I don't know. So sometimes when I do these shows, I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me too. And I guess today would be one of those days, because I do live life at a very fast pace. And you kind of have to when you're running a transportation business. You got to be able to think on your feet, like something just happened a minute ago where I had to like kind of alter some plans, make some changes, things like that. And, you know, sometimes when you move fast, you think you have to. But one of the things I'm trying to practice on, and one of the things I'm starting to learn, is maybe slowing down gives you the chance to make less mistakes. When you're moving very fast, sometimes you flub some things up. A friend of mine told me that speed was introduced by the devil, because the devil wants you to make a mistake. And sometimes I think she's right. But because I see some of the mistakes I make when I go very fast, you know. But I think when it comes to yoga practice especially, sometimes we just want to get through the pose and we just want to get over it, right? We don't want to really concentrate. And the true nature of yoga is the feeling, right? It is finding that feeling, finding your edge, finding what you need to find in order to feel something. You know, we've talked about that in the show in the past, that the main goal, I think, in yoga is to get to know your body. And the only way you're going to get to know your body is by feeling what your body is going through, feeling the sensations. And the sensations are what drive the practice. You know, we I think it comes to breath, and it also comes to what you feel. And how you feel usually results in how you breathe. So maybe if we take a chance to slow things down, perhaps we don't have to jump to warrior one so fast if we're coming from down dog and that's the first pose. We can just slow it down. I mean, when I practice yoga, I always float. I don't step at all. I always float. And when I was learning Ashtanga and YTT, because that was the foundation, I still would lift my right leg into the air to step forward. And that's something we do in vinyasa. And Ashtanga says, no, you can't do that. So I had to get used to stepping through. And stepping through to me isn't as graceful and isn't as swift. Because when I am doing yoga, I am looking for the biggest flow I can find, the swiftest movements. It's kind of like magic in motion for me. So Ashtanga forced me to slow down a little bit. Ashtanga made me follow the steps more. And from a teaching standpoint, I really had to take my time in knowing the practice and knowing the style to cue it up right. So it was a big challenge for me. So since I've been in the YTT, I have been trying to do things a little bit slower. I've been challenging myself. And I guess the question I would ask you is, do you want to challenge yourself? Do you want to find a way to just slow down your practice so you can get the most feeling out of it? And your practice doesn't have to just be yoga, as we say every week. The practice is life. So just slide on in and get slow. You know, some things in that song like hit home, because that was Dido, and the name of the song is Slide. And she talks about kind of like consequences, right? And the lyric The lyrics before she hits the chorus says, take time to catch your breath and choose your moment. And that's the thing. We have to take the time. We have to take the time to do things. Because the more time we take, the better the result might be. The other lyric that really hit me in that song is, you brought this on yourself, it's high time you left it there. And that's true. I think when we tend to go a little faster, there are consequences for our actions. Sometimes, the most obvious one I can talk about is a speeding ticket. You're going to get a speeding ticket if you're not careful, right? If you go too fast. If you get your work done, you might have made some grammatical errors in there, and you might write a sentence that makes you look like you're still in fifth grade. I'm sorry to put it that way, but it's possible. And once again, this is to me as much as it is to you, because if there's anyone that has a problem with speed, it's me. I do everything fast. When I work out fast. When I drive, I can drive a little fast. And once again, like I said, you have to hustle when you're in the transportation world, but maybe you don't. Maybe some people might be understanding if you're a couple minutes late. They want you to get to their house in one piece, but maybe if you go too fast, I might get into an accident, right? So it's things like that you have to think of. And once again, it's a work in progress with me. I'm getting better. It's like when you cook, you don't have to cook so fast, because if you let it marinate and if you let things hang in there a little bit longer, you might just put a little bit more love into whatever it is you're cooking for your family or whoever. When it comes to yoga practice, I think the slower you can go, the better. But for me, when I flow, man. I cook. But that's my process, and that's what I work on. But once again, I've had many a yoga instructor say to me, try to slow down, you're not in a race. I know. And I'm working on it. Because sometimes when I do take my poses slower, I tend to challenge myself a little bit more. I challenge my thoughts. I challenge my actions. And I feel a little bit more, and I want to feel, and I feel a little bit deeper. And in yoga, that's what it's all about, is feeling. It's feeling and breathing. Maybe if you take your breaths a little bit slower, you might possibly become more present. And sometimes that's what it takes, to take a few deep, slow breaths in whatever situation you are in life. And perhaps that might be the ticket. That might be the winner. That might be how we do this. I think ultimately, as we said at the beginning of the show, is maybe what needs to happen is maybe you just need to slow down. And that's all it's going to take.
Just find you. Could you remember if I just remind you? We could start over and just tell the time to
different if I could just find you. Could you remember if I just remind you? We could start over and just tell the time to.
Okay.
Slow it down, Angie, come back.
We're running a little bit out, long on time, but I wanted to get as much of that as I could. What a day. So how are we going to slow down? Well, there's one way that we can do it is we can always start by doing some meditation, right? All right, guys. Talking to you. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And just notice your breath getting slower and slower. Okay, you can open your eyes. I want to take a moment to thank you for listening today. We'll see you next Friday. Remember to slow it down. Be well, be happy, be peaceful. Namaste.